Good afternoon, everybody. That's right. It is a Thursday at 3 o'clock, and I am here. I am Jay Asher with Organized Nonsense. And you know what? I'm happy. It's an amazing day to be alive, and I'm ready for some funky music. I haven't been here in quite some time, so I figured I might as well start off with a hit. I might as well start with the hit. Of course, I'm talking about Blank Space by Taylor Swift. Here we go.
Like a daydream.
So it's gonna be forever.
Your name. Oh, what an iconic song. Taylor Swift, of course, always coming at you with the best beats. Now you might be asking yourself, what the heck is this music? It's called Organized Nonsense, which really means Well, it actually doesn't really mean anything, but what I play is what I like, and I have playlists on Apple Music and Spotify called, like, Music I Think Is Good, The Bomb Diggity, and these are just random playlists that are filled with nostalgic music, pop music, anything from A to Z. If you can think of it, it's probably on one of the playlists. I would just like to remind everyone that you are, in fact, listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. For my next song, I can't decide what to play. I've got 20 songs lined up. I've got 400 songs I could play. But you know what? I think if we're going with Taylor Swift nostalgia, we got to go back. We got to go years back. I'm talking, well, actually, you ever see that one thing on Broadway called Jersey Boys? It was truly, truly a phenomenal thing, and that's just what I'm thinking of right now. That's what I want to do.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true.
My gosh, you remember that one time in that movie 10 Things I Hate About You when Heath Ledger decided, you know what, I'm going to sing that song right here, right now. I think that was the pinnacle of American filmmaking right there. If you're new to this program, you might not know who I am. I'm Jay. I like movies and I bring them up probably every, 4 seconds. And when it comes to songs, I love it when they're in a movie because you don't see a scene the same way if it doesn't have music. You can't experience what the director wants without that one certain song that makes the movie amazing. I'm, of course, telling you this because of that last song, which is called Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Frankie Valli. But for this next song, if you've ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy, you'll love today's music because we are filling it up with oldies and, of course, new music, but oldies that are present in that sequel and that original because, in case you didn't know, James Gunn, who was the director, had been fired for tweets that he did that were wrong, but Disney fired him because of it, even though he had apologized and everything like this. And he was just rehired, and I think to celebrate that, I have to play this music, and it's also amazing music. And with that, I think it's time for some Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy,
it's such a good song. The message isn't that great, but it is well made and it has a catchy tune, and I guess that's what I'm looking for. I don't know. I'm making it up as I go along. Anywho, I could tell you an anecdote right now. I could do a lot of things, but I'm just thinking of music that I want to hear. Now, unfortunately, usually I'm playing this off my Apple Music on my laptop, but I don't have any internet currently in the studio, so I am forced to use Spotify on the main desktop, which is just a new experience, and I don't know why I brought it up. I just wanted to mention it to someone because I'm learning, I'm adapting. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it something that's special? All right, I'm just going to continue with my music, and I'm going to play Everybody Talks by Neon Trees. Let's do it, because you know, you can't get much better than them. Like, just listen to this beginning.
Everybody talks. It started with a whisper, and now gotta say. It started with a
I don't know what it is about that song. It just puts me in a good mood whenever I hear it. And I thought, hey, maybe I can help you out with that. All right. So here's the thing. I keep track of every single movie I watch because I think it's an interesting thing to do. So when I do this, I rate them and I try to think about what they make me feel and what I remember from them. Recently, I watched a movie, and I can't recall which one it was. It had a song, and it's a song that's always played over montages and things like that, and I had to work really, really hard to find it. And that song, as soon as you hear it, you will probably recognize it, because as soon as I heard it, I recognized it, but it's well made. That's basically the only way I can describe it. So I guess I'm just going to play it for you. Here is... Oh gosh, I think I lost it. No, I found it. Here is Let My Love Open the Door by Pete Townshend. Pete, I don't know. Right? It sounds familiar, right? I think it was from that movie with Adam Sandler, the one, what's it called? Bedtime Stories. You know what I'm talking about. Did you know what I was talking about? You recognize the song, right? You have to. It's very common in today's modern movies when just like a love scene's happening or something fun is going on. It's what they decide to play because it's interesting, and I don't think you care. I barely care. I don't even know why I'm saying it, right? LOL. So, I listen to a fair amount of radio. One might say too much. To that I say that's poppycock. And... when I think of this, this music that I listen to, it's usually pop music that's modern. And recently I was listening to like Z100 or something that is similar to that, which plays hits. And usually it's from 2018, 2019, but I heard a song by Charlie Puth, and I really was like, oh my God, he's making a comeback. But no, it was of course a song from like 2017 off his 9-track Mind album. And it was absolutely like, it's a stunning song. And I don't know why they decided to play it, but it just, it has this way of making you feel good.
Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me, baby, if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance.
Good job, Charlie. You see, it's a good song, and I don't know why I was shocked to hear it, but I was happy to hear it, of course. Next up, you seen that new movie trailer? Everything I do relates to movies, apparently. This is just a separate note. There's not a reason I'm playing this next song, but did you see that new movie trailer for that one movie where a man gets hit or something, and he remembers all the Beatles songs, and then he just plays them and they pretends that they're his own? Genius. Absolutely genius. And I loved that concept, and I can't wait to see it when it comes out. And yesterday I couldn't get the song out of my head by the Beatles, known as Come Together. So I figured, why not?
Just do it.
It's just a good song. I felt the need to stop it because I thought, hey, it doesn't really change that much. But when I think of similar songs to that, I think of the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil, because when I was in, I don't know, the third grade or something, I was taught about allusions, not illusions, I'm talking about allusions that allude to popular events that have happened, and Come Together is one of those songs that mentions a bunch of allusions, because the Beatles were going through a lot at the time with Yoko and John Lennon, and I think that songs that go that personal and like mention it are fun. That being said, there's a lot of stuff that the Beatles were doing at that time that they admit to in the song, and it's just a little silly if you ask me. But hey, sometimes that's just how it is.
Well, and taste. I've been around for a long, long
You may recall that before I had mentioned that I'm going to be playing a bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy songs today. Yeah, well, I think it's time to get some more up there. I think it's time for some Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra. Alright, I think you all know what time it is. I think I know what time it is. I think it's time for the real music to come out. You might think that I'm talking about, you know, old music or new music. No, I'm talking about both. I'm talking about the one guy that, not one guy, the three guys that can change your life overnight. I, of course, am referring to Sucker by the Jonas Brothers, which is clearly the best song ever made.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. Follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Sit away and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you.
I apologize because I had referred to that song as amazing before, and that it's not true. It's a good song, and I'm happy that they made it, but it's not that great of a song. However, I feel like I haven't played enough new music after I played that, so I'm going to give one to you. I'm going to give you Think About You by Kygo and Valerie Broussard.
Only all the time.
right, gang, I think it's time to close out the set with a good old-fashioned Shotgun by George Ezra. Here we go.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. See, diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. Riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. See what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun.
Alrighty, guys, that is it for me. I think I'm done, and I'm just going to sign off right now from all of you. It has been an amazing ride. Once again, I'm Jay Asher. You've been listening to Organized Nonsense on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Thanks, guys.